Good afternoon. Welcome. Welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I pledge to the country. Anyway, it's interesting to think in terms of the day we're in and how it is difficult to chart our course and how we turn to what? What is it we turn to know we're online for survival as a sovereign nation? It seems we have leadership in Washington that would change our direction and work very diligently through legislation, HR or SB, all these bills that they create at the national level. Don't you wonder who the closet dictators are who are formulating these bills so they can be presented to the legislators and to the Congress to pass? You read them sometimes and you think, my goodness, where did this come from? There are a couple of news items that kind of set the stage for this hour and our concern about legislation that could impact talk radio, a preacher at the pulpit, the hate crime bill, of course. But listen to this. There is a school in Nampa, Idaho, called Nampa Classical Academy, and they have been told that their charter for their charter school could be revoked if it uses the Bible or any other religious documents in their teaching. So that's happening. And then this, according to the AP Press, a certain meeting was held of opponents and supporters, a rally, about the health care issue. And there were many, it sounded like, maybe 100 or so, on a corner. And then, this is in Ventura area in California. And across the street, it says in the article, about 25 or 30 who were opposed to the Health Reform Act. A man walks from the larger group over to the smaller group, and they have a fist fight. But Ventura Sheriff Captain Frank O'Hanlon tells us that the pinky finger of the opposing person against the health care reform, a 65-year-old man, had his finger bitten off in the tussle. So I guess there is emotion out there, and we'll see if there is. We'll put out an 800 number and invite the listeners to join with us here on Born on the 4th of July. The number 800, that's 800-313-9443. Join with us. We'd like to hear from you. Once again, the number 800-313-9443. I hear the music when we return. Pastor Pike, I'd like you to give out your website, videos, the material you have for America to help us then.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on this survival supplement, visit ultraimmunity.com. ultraimmunity.com. That's ultraimmunity.com. Visit ultraimmunity.com today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Reverend Ted Pike, Director of the National Prayer Network. Tell us what you'd like people to know, and maybe if there's a first listener out there, first time, they might need to have an address or a website, or tell us about the material you have available for citizens to look upon, reinforce their views, or find new ones. How can you help with your organization? You're on, so let us know.
People should become very used to going to truthtellers.org, our website. At truthtellers.org, we are the premier authority, educational resource on hate crimes laws worldwide, their sordid record, their twisted philosophy, the ruthless ambition to end free speech, especially for Christians and conservatives. We have lots of articles, literally hundreds and hundreds of articles are archived on the subject of hate crimes legislation. We have a number of videos, a 180-minute video on the threat of hate laws. It's called Hate Laws Making Criminals of Christians. We also have about six short 10-minute videos having to do with the threat of hate laws. You can just find those right on the home page. They're right there, front and center. Just click on. These are about 10-minute videos each. And also, we have new articles, new emergency alerts that are coming out every week. We've had several this week. People should sign up at the upper left side of our website. Get on our e-alerts, and you'll be kept in touch with cutting-edge issues and developments in the struggle to save freedom. I would especially encourage people to read my latest couple of e-alerts this week, which, again, will orient you to what we need to do in the coming several weeks. The fact is that this Department of Defense authorization bill, with the hate bill attached, is going to be moving through very quickly. The government has a tendency to give that the top priority, and with a possibility of a veto, they don't want to dally around. They want to get it in the works and find out if the president is going to go with it. If he doesn't go with it, they want to have enough time to rework it in conference and resubmit it. So we literally only have a couple of weeks here for people to call and to fax the president. Again, let me just give you the fax number for the president. That's 202-456-2461. That's 202-456-2461. And just say, Mr. President, we will never forgive or forget if you sign the freedom-stealing, pedophile-protecting hate bill. And send another fax, a different fax to this same number, which says, please, Mr. President, veto the outdated, wasteful defense appropriations bill. We want that bill with the hate bill attached to be to go down in defeat, because if the defense bill is defeated, then probably that means the hate bill will no longer be able to raise its head through another amendment or other forms, of even as a standalone bill in this Congress. It's getting pretty late. The midterms are coming up next year, and the Democrats want to put on a family-friendly, family-values image. And I think if we can defeat the hate bill through the veto this fall, I don't think that we have to worry about it again in this Congress.
If it were, by chance, vetoed by President Obama, wouldn't they need to have another defense authorization bill as soon as possible? Doesn't that fund what they're doing militarily? They couldn't go into another year, could they, without having something?
No, but if you veto the hate bill and the arms bill combination, then the next bill that they would work out, hopefully it will be more pleasing to Obama, would not have the hate bill on it. The hate bill would be a catastrophe of the first veto, you see.
I see.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just wanted that clarification, that they would probably structure a new defense authorization bill. However, they would probably be hesitant to add on the amendment that was placed on there. Are there any particular members of Congress who, along with Alcee, are to be put in a category that in the people's minds that they should know that they are very much for this hate crime story? And then I'd like to talk about the effect of that if, in fact, it does pass on our conversation and on talk radio.
Yes, we have a list of every single Democrat and every Republican in both the House and the Senate who did vote for the hate crimes bill. It's right on our action page at truthtellers.org. People should know who they are and let them know we're never going to forgive or forget. In fact, if you'd like to call immediately, they'll be coming back on Monday. The toll-free number to the House and the Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And just tell these members of the House and Senate who voted for the hate bill this message: I am very angry that you voted for the freedom-destroying, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Please use your influence now to encourage the president to veto it. Otherwise, we will take revenge at midterms. Again, I am very angry that you voted for the freedom-destroying, pedophile-protecting hate bill. Please use your influence now to encourage the president to veto it. Otherwise, we will take revenge at midterms. We need to keep putting the fear into these Democrats and liberal Republicans that we are not going to forget that they voted for this legislation, which has taken away freedom of speech in so many other countries. We're going to hold them to this and never let the issue die until they are voted out of office.
You have cited before Canada. Could you just describe to folks here that are listening the difference in Canada and what maybe we might be facing? But before we do that, looks like we have a caller, and we invite Laird in California to join with us. Thank you for calling. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and just like to welcome you to your new station in Lompoc, California at 107.9 FM.
Okay.
And first, I'm wondering, what on earth are you people all about? I mean, are you thinking that the government is out to get us or something like that?
You're thinking that the government is out to get us. Well, that's a pretty good statement of question. Maybe not out to get us, but maybe to distort what we should need as a nation. How's that? You, Pastor, would you please respond to our caller, Larry?
Yeah, that's a very, very provocative question. If we look up in Canada, Laird, over the last 30 years, we will see that there is a concerted effort to take away freedom under the banner of love and tolerance in these federal hate crimes bills. In 1971...
We just moved to Canada. Wait a minute. What? Canada's a communist country. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Yeah. In Canada, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is the architect of hate crimes legislation worldwide. In fact, let me just add a parenthetical caveat here. Just after the federal hate bill passed in July, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, in an unprecedented statement, said that basically they have dreamed up the idea of hate crimes laws. They have instigated their passage in 45 U.S. states, and they have been the main backer and protagonist of this big federal hate bill, which passed the House and the Senate. Now, in 1971, after 10 years of lobbying in Canada, the ADL was able to persuade Ottawa to pass the federal hate crimes bill of Canada, Section 319. And over the last 40 years, it has stripped Canada of all freedom of speech from a pulpit, from airwaves, even on the street corner. Up in Canada, if you criticize...
Why are there tanks rolling in Canada, then? That's why there are tanks rolling in Ottawa and Winnipeg and Toronto?
We're not talking about tanks. We're talking about a minimum $5,000 fine in Canada today for anyone who criticizes federally protected groups over the airwaves. This is not an exaggeration. And, in fact, I was just on the radio yesterday, and a man from Canada called and said, Ted, you're wrong. It's not $5,000 fine. One man was recently fined $30,000 for questioning the 6 million figure of the Holocaust. Now, the fact of the matter is that these hate crimes laws are out to get us. They are out to strip us of our First Amendment freedoms. And as a broadcaster at your station, you have to realize that passage of a federal hate crimes bill is going to result in a loss of freedom on the airwaves in America, just as in Canada. That's exactly the same people who affected an end of free speech in Canada are solidly behind this bill. It will radiate out into...
Minute. Where are they rounding up all the Jews in Canada?
Rounding up? I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, if there's all this anti-defamation stuff going on up in Canada, aren't they rounding up Jews and, you know, sending them off to up the
Yellow
Knife?
Well, maybe, to clarify, I'm not going to get in on to whether they're rounding up. I don't think that's the case. But they cannot speak is what we're talking about.
The people,
perhaps we could remind you of the Attorney General Eric Holder comment in the Senate Judiciary when he was recently asked about the justice that would be provided for everyone under the current hate bill that was passed by House and Senate and kind of culminating in July this summer. And what was his response, Pastor?
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Returning to Born on the 4th of July, I was just referring as we went to break about the comments of the Attorney General of the United States in regard to the equal justice under the hate crime. Could you relay to Laird in California why we would be concerned, or I'm concerned about his response?
Yes, in the Senate Judiciary hearing this spring, Attorney General Eric Holder stated very clearly that the federal hate law will not protect most Americans from violent hate crimes on the state level. He said this bill is specifically directed to special federal protection of groups such as homosexuals, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. And police, soldiers, Christian ministers, etc., will find no protection under this legislation. Now, this is obviously very, very contrary to the American ideal of equal justice before the law. It's obviously discriminatory because this bill does mandate triple penalties against those who should commit a hate crime against these members of federally protected groups. What that means is that these groups, particularly homosexuals, even including homosexual pedophiles, will receive triple favor, triple alacrity in the federal government coming down to the local level to arrest, indict, prosecute those who attack members of federally protected groups. And so this legislation is just like in Canada. It's the same thing. The same organization is behind it. It also will radiate out through judicial precedent in the courts. Liberal justices will not only adjudicate from the bench against violent hate crimes in the cases that are brought before them, but will also almost certainly radiate out saying that we need to include verbal violence to be proscribed under the law. That means those cutting words that diminish homosexual esteem, self-esteem, and so on that come out of the Bible. You know, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Romans, which describe homosexuality as an abomination. This is exactly what happened in Canada. ADL told the parliamentarians in Ottawa that no way would this law ever become a speech crimes law. This was a law meant to empower federal involvement in the provinces against violent hate crimes or those who might incite violent hate crimes verbally. What happened was very quickly through the provincial legislatures, the judges, and so on. It radiated out into a broad speech crimes law. Now, I would encourage you, Laird, to come to truthtellers.org because we have many, many examples of cases in Canada where broadcasters, ministers, particularly people on the religious conservative right, have been indicted, hugely fined, even imprisoned under the hate laws of Canada. And the Canada is basically a telescope into our future of what will happen if we allow a federal hate crimes bill to be established as law in America.
Laird, are you still with us?
I'm still with you. Why don't you just compel me to do so? I mean, everybody, so far from what I'm hearing, everyone else is compelling everyone else to do something. I mean, just force us to do it. I mean, you know, that seems reasonable enough, doesn't it?
Force you to do what?
Well, to go to your website and buy all your materials and keep up those payments on your, you know, on your Lexus and things like that. Well, I don't know what you drive. I'm not really interested.
You know what, Laird? We try to speak intelligently here and not confuse people. So if you're confused, we're going to let you go because we've tried to clarify. So
well,
we're going to go next to David in California. David, you're on.
Hi. Hi, Barbara Jean. Can you have your guest tell me again the name of his website?
Surely.
Yes, our website is truthtellers.org.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask... I'm someone who was in, at the age of 15, I started in radio, and that's going on 50-something years. So, 45 years. So I'm very aware of the changes in media versus, in the old days versus the current. And one of the things that's most disturbing is the ability to lie on the air and pretend that it's the news. So, for example, in the old days, every radio station had to provide public service. It was recognized that the airwaves were owned by the people, owned by the right-wingers, owned by the left-wingers, owned by the religious, owned by the atheists, owned by everybody. And that if there was a tornado, the radio stations and television stations had an obligation to the town to provide, you know, a good public service. If the Cub Scouts were going to have their little meeting, if the, you know, knitting circle was going to have a meeting, the airwaves were to be used in a public way. Now, when these major corporations come in and own the radio stations from a distance, so, for example, it's not just bad enough that they may be owned in New York or in Dallas or something like that, and so Nebraska is never served because there is no living person in the Nebraska studio, and that all of the information is coming from New York or Dallas. But in this case, now many of these radio stations are owned from overseas. So we've got Rupert Murdoch, who's Australian or British or whatever he wants to call himself for tax purposes, owns Fox News, and he is able to convince people that everything that he says is the truth, and there's no way to compete.
If you'll hold here a minute, caller, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a caller from California, David, who has experience in radio, and we'll continue with your question, David.
Oh, thank you, Barbara Jean. I just basically what I was leading up to is that there's a difference between entertainment and news. And in terms of the way the media is structured, in the old days, there was a section of the news and there was a section for editorial. Many of these so-called news broadcasts and many of these talk show hosts are caught up in a problem that's sort of like the fastest gun in the West. If you ever talk to the fastest gun in the West, he can't ever turn his back on anyone because there's always somebody that wants to outdo him. So in terms of news or in terms of getting ratings, many people are getting into saying more and more and more bizarre things in order to get more listeners. And so they have to lie in order to get listeners. And if it comes to an apology later, maybe they hope they'll get more listeners from an apology. So it doesn't serve the public well when you have a person who is for example, Rush Limbaugh, you know, a guy who is doing as just the mathematics of how many OxyContin he does 90 of them a day. And if he wasn't doing 90 a day, he was selling them and making $5 million a year in illegal drug use. To have a guy who, if you look at the physician's desk reference for PDR, it says that OxyContin creates delusions of grandeur, so you get a God complex, and then you have delusions. And so you have a delusional guy with 600 radio stations and a God complex out there spouting lies with the advertisers demanding more and more and more return. So he has to tell bigger and bigger whoppers in order to get more advertising ratings, and that doesn't serve the public. So this whole scenario of where America is today, we need actual news as opposed to fear-mongering, and where radio used to get advertising revenues, now the internet is doing pop-up ads in the same way, and so people are coming up with more and more bizarre fear-mongering in order to get bigger and bigger ratings on their websites. So I just would like your tone of the discussion to get into the boring things about running government, fixing the potholes, making sure that there are no epidemics, making sure there's fresh water, making sure the libraries really work, making sure the sewer system works, making sure that we're not colonies to major corporations who are out there paying people with delusions of grandeur and God complexes to lie in order to convince us that, you know, of the next big fastest gun in the West lie. And I'm very disturbed by your guest's whole tone, because it seems like he's caught up in the same scenario.
Well, David, what I would ask you to do is to point out to me how I have exaggerated, for example, what has happened in Canada. Again, if you come to truthtellers.org, you will see that we are not indulging in fantastic conspiracy theories or undocumented facts. Everything is footnoted. Everything is documented concerning what has happened not only in Canada, but in Britain, in Sweden, in Germany, in Australia, whatever. There's an epidemic of hate crimes legislation throughout the world. If this sounds conspiratorial, if it sounds hysterical or whatever, that's too bad. But we do live in times of great jeopardy to our freedom of speech and First Amendment rights. And it is not a fiction that the federal hate crimes bill did pass the House and Senate, that its language is a broadside assault upon the 14th Amendment, the 10th Amendment, and even the First Amendments. These are facts. And
well, you're mixing Canadian Constitution with the U.S. Constitution.
Hold a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay.
What he's talking about, sir, is what actually was in the legislation. And in addition to that, referring to you that there are countries that have passed like legislation and have lived under that kind of a restriction. Now, do you agree with that statement, David?
Oh, well, sure. But
okay, hold on.
If you look at the basic founding of America, it was taxation with representation, that everybody is paying taxes and everybody should expect to get something for their taxes, gays or women or blacks or Jews or, you know, the whole cross-section of everybody in America is paying taxes. They should have representation. If the local DA... You know, if there's a spate of killings of blacks, if there's a spate of killings of Jews or gays or somebody else, and the local DA is a bigot, and he's not prosecuting murderers, or he's not prosecuting people who are burning crosses on a lawn, or he's not prosecuting people who are loan sharking or providing bad education systems for the community, then that is not only bigotry, but it's a violation of taxation with representation. It's divide and conquer of America. Now,
David,
he's discussing, of course, Canada, and so Canada has a different bill of rights, so to speak.
Well, hold on, but we're talking about similar legislation. Hold your thought there. Let's have the pastor respond
go ahead.
To what you're saying.
Now, can you give me any substantive example of states that are not enforcing the law against hate crimes? Attorney General Eric Holder could not do so when he was interrogated before the Senate Judiciary Committee this spring. I would be very interested if you can give me an example of that, of states not enforcing the law against hate crimes.
Well, I think in certain conditions, it depends on which group is. For example, there was a Jenna, Louisiana, where they had six kids who were essentially attacked by a white. Let's see, they had a tree in which only white kids could sit underneath the tree, and this is only 2 years ago. And the black kids complained about it. They got in a fist fight, and six black kids ended up in facing 25 to life in prison, while all the white kids skated. So, I mean, that's just 2 years ago in Louisiana. And, I mean, obviously, there are many examples of if you look at what's gone on with the subprime scandal, in which, you know, many people have been cheated, many women have been cheated, many people who worked for various companies, whether they were white, black, or brown, got cheated out of their mortgages and their houses. And then you've got people like Rush Limbaugh saying that it was their fault that they got cheated, when in fact it was the U.S. district attorneys who were not prosecuting these subprime lenders. And in fact, the U.S. government is giving money to these same subprime lenders to evade prosecution. So I would
wait a minute.
Wait
a minute.
Crime.
Do you remember that under President Clinton that the mortgages were told, the people in that business were told, absolutely demanded that they were to give the subprime mortgages to these folks that they knew.
Well, there's a difference between what you're saying and what the reality is, because
Hold on, sir. We've given you a lot of time. We want to hear your perspective, and it's interesting. I think you contend against this hate crime. You would think that was maybe good legislation. I'm getting that sense. Correct me if I'm wrong. Most crimes are hate crimes. I think the categorizing of hate as a topic, a subject, something like that, is very, very, a very scary new qualification of law. I'm going to turn the mic back to Pastor to respond to you. We'll give you a little bit more time after he responds to you. Okay.
Well, the fact of the matter is that Attorney General Eric Holder could not present even one example of states that are not enforcing the law against violent hate crimes on the local level. Now, that's the Attorney General of the United States. And it's true, there are always going to be injustices, oversights, even abuses on the statewide level. But what the federal hate crimes law wants to do is to take these possible exceptions and magnify them and say there is an epidemic of hate in America. Hate is out of control. The statistics are staggering. We need a massive federal intervention down on the local level, uniting federal jurisdiction with local jurisdiction and so on. The truth of the matter is that this federal hate bill is a massive takeover of states' rights in local law enforcement. It's called the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act. It's an end run around normal legislative due process, giving the federal government the right to come down anytime it wants to and to investigate, arrest, indict any kind of a hate crime that is possibly motivated by violence. Now, the big issue here, we've had two callers which are obfuscating the fact that other nations have tried these hate laws, and they have failed miserably. They have, all of them, without exception, any nation that establishes a hate crimes bureaucracy, the casualty is going to be free speech, free opinion, free dissent, free talk radio. It's that way everywhere. And the hate crimes laws are a cancer that is spreading across the world. They have engulfed Canada, they've engulfed England, and many other countries in Europe and Australia. The same thing is going to happen here in the United States. And that's why we have to do our very best here to militate against this hate bill, call Obama, call our senators and House members, let them know that we are not going to go the way these other nations have gone. And so that's all I can say. I've just got to keep it simple. I think we've given you enough time, sir. I think you're showing a mind that is very argumentative and circuitous, not really dealing with common sense facts.
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. I think you're beating around the bush, taking this direction.
It's back to taxation without representation.
Yeah, well,
if you look at the famous old quote out of Nazi war Germany, there was a famous pastor who said, first they came for the labor leaders and I didn't protect them. Then they came for the mentally incompetent, I didn't protect them. Then I came for, and he gives this long list of various people. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't stand up for them. Finally, they came after me and there was nobody to protect me. So essentially, America was founded on united you stand, divided you fall. Now, these neocons, for the last 20 or 30 years, have been playing a propaganda campaign where they're saying that it's the proud loner that made America strong, and that anybody that banded together was some sort of a commie. And so that if you're a proud loner, you can defeat anybody, but anybody that bands together to get good libraries or good school systems or good, you know, good working government, they're some sort of commie. And
no,
it's the,
no.
And so
I think
hate
you've
crime
got your
is
own,
a chunk.
Own agenda there. I think you're putting too much together. I'm going to ask you, maybe I've given you the time today, and we appreciate your opinion. And we're glad you called in. And we'll go to the next caller. Gary in California, welcome.
Yeah, Barbara Jean. And
hi.
By the way, thank you for your emails. I could send that thing to you.
Okay.
On that doctor. I hope you got it.
Okay.
But I was just listening to this guy that called in. He's obviously a left-winger. I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. He's trying to moderate his liberal thinking. I mean, telling us that Rush Limbaugh is on a bunch of pills, you know. Rush Limbaugh is not as conservative as I'd like to see him, that's for sure. But he basically tells the truth. And he gets off into saying that we make statements that all their people are, what was his last statement, some kind of Nazis or something. You know, the old cliche is if you walk like a duck, you fly like a duck, and you swim like a duck, most likely you're a duck.
Well, I it was sort of circuitous. I couldn't quite, you know, pin him down because he was had a lot of good ideas, and then he would all mix them all up, too.
Well,
so we tried to get his perspective. I would like to also have him, if he were to listen or to call back, tell me specifically what he disagreed with on what was being said in regard to current legislation.
None.
That's what we're talking
about. He wants
that
hate bill to go through. You see, and what he's trying to do, he is like Pelosi. He is like this congresswoman that had a town hall over here, Susan Davis. They got their ice skates on, and they're fantastic. They skate around everything. And when you was narrowing him down, Barbara, I mean, you were pinpointing him, he would skate out of it. You know, and that's what he was doing. He would avoid it. And he would come in with an attack, and so then you'd pinpoint him, and he would do the same thing. That's what they're great at. They've read their Alinsky book. You know, the idea is not only a great defense, but they come on with an offense real quick. They don't. Their defense is not to answer your question. Their defense is to challenge you with another question.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what I've seen him doing to you and the Reverend Pike. You know, Reverend Pike's right on point. You get this hate crime bill through, we're under communism. I mean, we're already under national socialism in this country. We're under communism then. And I have to give kudos to Reverend Pike for all the fighting he's done. Him and I disagree on a lot of things. I called him in his house a couple of times. We disagree on some things. But, you know, on this issue, he's right on point. And he's done a lot of work in that area. For this guy to call in and make the comments that he did against the Reverend and against you is ludicrous. Because
thank you.
I could see what he was doing, Barbara.
Right. But the other point here on Born on the 4th of July and RBN is to at least listen. And I think when we listen to someone like that and a listener like you can actually see from your vantage point what's actually going on, it's really helpful to hear from you. But I believe they should talk to us. And the earlier caller, Laird, you know, he sounded reasonable to begin with. And then, Pastor, do you have a Lexus? I mean, I thought that was so interesting that he would go to a personal situation where he was indicating he knew what kind of car. So a lot of people don't stay on topic. That's what we learned.
Personal attacks. I mean, let's not stay on point. Let's attack Barbara Jean's personality here. I understand that you went out the other night and you had five martinis. Wait a minute, what that got to do with the issue?
Uh-huh.
Well, is it true? You know, I mean, that's personal attacks. And that's what they were doing to, he was doing to Reverend Pike. What you've had here is two specialists on their left-wing agenda issues call in and try to confuse the issues.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gary out of California on Born on the 4th of July with Ted Pike.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Returning to the final segment of Born on the 4th of July, we'd like to thank Gary in California, and we're going next to Don in Texas. You're on with Pastor Pike.
Hello, how are you guys doing today?
We're fine.
I'd just like to say, I don't know what was up with the other callers you guys had, like that other call you guys had on. I mean, it's true what you're saying about the legislation and the other similar legislation in the other countries, and once a legislation hits, it's so difficult to try to overturn those legislations. My girlfriend lives up in Canada, and I have some relatives of mine there also. And once you have, it's just so difficult to overturn the legislation. If we don't fight it now, it's going to be extremely difficult to try to overturn it and get our rights back. I would like to say also that all the examples that he was using are, you know, I mean, they're only one-way examples. The truth is, everybody, is that it is happening here in the United States. It can't be denied. I mean, just the bill is, I mean, you can just go read the bill. The bill, you can actually read it. and to understand what they're trying to do with it, and then we need to proceed from there. I'm trying to do all I can out here in Austin, Texas, with friends and families, setting up little school networks and stuff. But, I mean, I'm 17 years old. And so if I can go out there and do this and actually see what's happening, and I just got woke up 6 months ago. And so it's been really a very interesting period for me over the last 6 months. But if I can get out there and actually look at it, read the bills, and actually believe what they're doing, I mean, they're writing it themselves. This is exactly what they plan to do, and they've done it in other countries. I mean, the examples are already there. I really wish a lot more people would just go, please just go read the bill. And it's, don't just read stuff, read it and put into action a plan, whether you're one person or one, five, ten, to make something happen, because we can't let shows like this go to waste, because what they're doing with the internet now or what they plan to do further on, that may not even be available, and then it's just going to be word of mouth. So that's really...
You're right on, young sir, about the attack on the internet. Pastor Pike, would you like to respond to Don? And we say congratulations for your awakening and your activity. Pastor Pike.
Yes, Don. That's very refreshing to hear a young person who's looking into these issues and taking action. I would encourage everybody to come to truthtellers.org today. Get these extra phone numbers that I gave you to the president, to members of Congress, the fax number as well. Get those faxes going off. Let's start blitzing the returning Democrats, especially in the House and the Senate, with continued complaint and criticism because they voted for the hate bill. Let's put a lot of pressure now in the next couple of weeks, while the hate bill and the arms bill are in conference, to have them throw that out, let it languish in committee, or even have the president veto it because of popular disgust and outrage. Let's take the spirit of these town hall meetings, ship it off to Washington via fax, via email, via phone calls in the next couple of weeks.
That fax number for the president, 1-202-456-2461. Once again, 1-202-456-2461. Go to truthtellers.com or .org?
.org.
.org. That should be a little bit encouraging that we've got turned around toward the end of the program, right?
Good program. Thanks so much, Barbara Jean.
Well, thank you, Pastor Pike. We'll do it again. Thanks.
Bye.
With recent